007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. How are you?
Afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We have some casting news to begin with.
Yeah, we're starting with Chris O'Dowd because he has joined Stephen Frears' upcoming untitled film about Lance Armstrong. Mm. Now, there's a number of movies and documentaries. Of course, the subject matter is so appealing.
Exactly.
The story of this pro cyclist who, you know, was so successful in the 90s and on after that. He battled cancer and he changed the face of cycling, really, for so many people, and he was a big sporting hero worth millions, and we know that it all came crumbling down when it was exposed about the doping scandal.
It was waiting to be brought to the big screen.
O'Dowd is going to play David Walsh. Now, David Walsh is the sports writer and Sunday Times journalist who initially was charmed by the world, but then he was ostracised by the cycling community for speaking the truth, and it was in his book Seven Deadly Sins. That's what's been adapted for the screen. John Hodge actually has done the adaptation. He is the man who wrote Trance and Trainspotting for the screen. Production has just begun in France and it will move to the UK as well. Ben Foster is playing Armstrong in this movie, but with Chris O'Dowd now joining the production, and a really good director as well.
Well, Stephen Frears indeed, yeah, whose film Philomena will be out very shortly. Interesting, we will keep an eye on that one. Now, news of a book adaptation.
Producer Scott Rudin is a very prolific producer, in fact one of the new releases this week he is behind. He's acquired the film rights of Pulitzer Prize winner Sherry Fink's new non-fiction novel called 5 Days at Memorial. Fink's book takes a look at the decisions doctors made at New Orleans Memorial Medical Center Hospital around the time of Hurricane Katrina in 2005. Oh. Overwhelmed by patients and without electrical power, the doctors were forced to make calculated decisions on which patients to save, and as you know, there was so much going on outside the hospital at the time as well. The book does focus on an attempt to prosecute a doctor and two nurses for homicide after an investigation showed elevated levels of morphine and other drugs in 23 patients at the hospital. So that sounds like a good
hospital drama anyway is always good on screen, but an extraordinary story. But as you say, they were up against everything that day. That's 5 days at Memorial. Now, Raiders, but not as we know it.
Raiders is not as we know it. Yeah, producer Jeremy Kuhn has optioned Alan Eisenstock's book called Raiders, which follows two Mississippi kids who set out to do a shot-for-shot remake of Raiders of the Lost Ark. The duo started filming this when they were 11.
Brilliant.
And they finished it when they turned 18. They were shooting these sequences over the summer. In the process, they restaged every scene and stunt in their backyard their basements. Yeah, I know, unbelievable.
The final film. Fair play to them.
Yeah, over how many years? 7. The final film, Raiders of the Lost Ark, the adaptation, has since gone on to screen at film festivals where this producer, Jeremy Kuhn, saw it. Anyway, he's going working with the two guys and they're going to do a documentary about the making of it, of course, a full feature on it.
Oh, brilliant.
And, you know, I think that will be interesting because, as I said, it's a shot for shot, low budget version of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Who'd have thought? And moving from Raiders to Jurassic, what's the latest?
Well, they're doing some casting now on Jurassic World. This is the sequel to Jurassic Park.
The enthusiasm in your voice now, Garrett.
Yeah, I know. It's really just kind of, I mean, I was just, as we're talking about Raiders there and seeing Harrison Ford on the Graham Norton show there, you kind of think, you know, what does he look at that and say, my God, you know, he's so deadpan about some of the stuff, and there's kids making Raiders of the Lost Ark shot by shot. And now you've got Jurassic World. Yeah, well, I suppose these things are big business. Nick Robinson has scored the leading role in Colin Trevorrow's Jurassic World. The 18-year-old Robinson is going to play the older brother of another character Ty Simpkins was linked to, and it's expected he'll accept an offer on the film too. Bryce Dallas Howard is also in negotiations to star. Executive producing duties and some of the casting process, it's been revealed that Steven Spielberg is taking a heavy role in that. And of course, he's an executive producer on the project and he's the man who started it really in the first place.
He certainly is. Yeah. Okay. Now, you've some release dates for us. Gone Girl, this was my page turner this summer. Really enjoyable novel. And of course, the film rights were snapped up fairly quickly.
Yeah, they've got a release date for it. And it's kind of right in the awards ready kind of time frame.
Yes.
October 3rd, 2014. David Fincher is directing it. Mm. Ben Affleck stars in it. Rosamund Pike, Neil Patrick Harris, Tyler Perry. So it's a good cast in it. And it's about
David
a man.
Fincher should do it well, really.
Yeah, he should. I mean, he's a very skillful director. It's about a man who's suspected of killing his wife in the media circus that surrounds it. I suppose
or
one
did
of,
he?
Yeah, well, one of the things is how will they do the narration
yes.
in the film? I suppose people will wait and see. They've only got one competitor that weekend on October 3rd, and that's Universal's Dracula Untold. It's scheduled to be released then, starring Luke Evans. That's the movie that's filming in Belfast right at the moment.
Very good.
October 3rd next year.
Now, we started off with casting news about Chris O'Dowd. His pal, Amy Huberman, they started together in The Clinic. Amy's doing all right for herself too.
She's doing okay. She's taken on her first role since in a movie since having her first child, and the movie is called Ghost Hunters on Icy Trails. It began principal photography in Vienna. It's adapted from a children's novel. She's going to play a receptionist in it at the Central Ghost Ghost Hunting Institute. And her other series, Threesome, hasn't been recommissioned, but she will appear in Moon Boy. She plays a teacher in that, so audiences will get to see her. And she's also in The Stag, which she did film earlier, which is John Butler's film, and that's currently sort of on the international festival circuit, and we will see it next year.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Amy's great. Looking forward to seeing her in that next piece. James Nesbitt, meanwhile?
He has been cast in Channel 4's new pilot, Babylon, which is going to be directed by Danny Boyle. And it's from a script by Peep Show writers Sam Bain and Jesse Armstrong. Nesbitt, who of course is from Antrim, is going to play London police officer Richard Miller, who must weather the storm when American PR expert Liz Garvey is called in to revamp the force's image. So there's a good crew behind this one, and Danny Boyle working in the television space is always a good thing as well. They're hoping to have a feature-length pilot. It'll be on early 2014, and I think Channel 4 have already expressed confidence in it that they're looking at 6 episodes in the series and commissioning those.
Very good. Now, what trailer can we check out online this week, Gart?
George Clooney writes, stars, produces, directs. He does what George does best and basically looks after a project. It is called The Monuments Men.
Serious cast, huh?
Yeah, oh, look, they've got George obviously starring in it, Matt Damon, John Goodman, Bill Murray, Cate Blanchett. It's a really good cast. And it looks good as well. It's a race against time for a crew of art historians and museum curators as they unite to recover renowned works of art stolen by the Nazis before Hitler destroys them. So they're sent into battle. They're not good at battle, and they have to try and save all these precious pieces of art. So have a look at the trailer, The Monuments Men.
Very good. Okay, new releases. We've Tom Hanks on the big screen.
Tom Hanks on the big screen, directed by Paul Greengrass. This is the true story of Captain Richard Phillips and the 2009 hijacking by Somalian pirates of a US-flagged army cargo ship. It was the first one to be hijacked in 200 years.
Pretty
it's a big film,
yeah.
Yeah, with a big big star in it. Take a listen to this clip.
Listen up. We have been boarded by 4 armed pirates. You know the drill. We stay hidden no matter what. I don't want any hostages. We stay locked down until help arrives. No one comes out until you hear the non-duress password from me, which is supper time. If the pirates find you, remember, you know the ship, they don't. Make them feel like they're in charge, but keep them away from the important things like the generator and the engine controls. Stick together, and we'll be all right. Good luck.
Yeah, that's Tom Hanks' creepy little clip there, isn't it, from Captain Phillips?
Yeah, it's a big movie and I think it will do well. Now, moving on, we've got Enough Said. This is about a divorced woman who decides to pursue the man she's interested in and learns that it's her new friend's ex-husband. The sad part about this, it's one of the last roles of James Gandolfini you know, he's such a good actor and people will, you know, it'll be, you know, overshadowed probably a little bit.
There's a certain poignancy to it, huh? absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
It certainly does. Escape Plan, talking about poignancy. Sly Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger and 50 Cent star in Escape Plan. And when a structural security authority finds himself set up and incarcerated in the world's most secret and secure prison, he has to use all his skills to escape with help from the inside.
Wonderful.
It's a movie for everyone.
It is.
Weekend,
it really is.
Like Father, Like Son is a Japanese movie. It's about a successful businessman driven by money, and when he learns that his biological son was switched with another child after birth, he must make a life-changing decision and choose his true son or the boy he raised as his own. We have a documentary as well, Love, Marlon. This is a film where modern-day celebrities interpret experts from memoirs and new letters and personal journals found of Marilyn Monroe's. Paul Rudd and Emily Hirsch star in Prince Avalanche. This is about two highway road workers who spend the summer of 1988 away from their city lives, and the isolated landscape becomes a place of misadventures. The men find themselves at odds with each other and the women they've left behind. A 1924 documentary has been restored.
Wow.
And is on the big screen. The Epic Everest, it's called. And it's kind of more of an artistic style viewpoint of an expedition back then to Everest. Something for everybody. There's something for the kids as well. This looks great. A freak accident might just help an everyday garden snail achieve his biggest dream. And that's winning the Indy 500. Ryan Reynolds and Paul Giamatti on the voices in a movie called Turbo. And then to finish, we've got a documentary as well called Very Extremely Dangerous, and it's about Jerry Magill, who slipped from the rock and roll career into the life of crime, robbing banks, running from the FBI, while actually touring with legends of country music and appearing in movies as well. So there's a selection
of movies. As you say, something for everyone in the audience there.
That's
this week.
Sure.
Your TV movie, we're going to the big movie on RTE1 this evening.
Yeah, well, I was tweeting you recently saying play music from this because my guys are obsessed by it at the moment. It's a great movie, though. If you've not seen it, you should watch it, because you know how we like kids' movies, and sometimes they're just really, really good with great stories. This is one of them, How to Train Your Dragon. A really nice movie, really good. It's about a hapless young Viking who aspires to hunt dragons, becomes the unlikely friend of a young dragon himself, and learns there may be more to the creatures than he assumed. There is a sequel for this coming in June, so why not reintroduce yourself to How to Train Your Dragon? It's on this evening on RT1 at 6:35.
Wonderful. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.